everybody. Welcome to Street Fight Radio. I'm so glad you're here. We do it 2 times a week, and you show up 2 times a week. I appreciate that. You get your notifications on your iTunes, on your Stitcher radios, Blackberries, whatever it may be, or you just go to streetfightradio.com to hear us. But at this moment right now, we are on the airwaves in Columbus, Ohio, every single Sunday at 10 p.m. They put this out there for everybody to hear so it can unbrainwash the masses, get them to see the true light where everybody gets to hold hands and have a much better day than what we're getting away with serving people like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So we're the radio show about changing things from the ground up. We're about leveling all the hierarchy around and making something different in this world. And we're going to do it by laughing in the face of our rulers. So thank you for joining us. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quimby. And we are here 2 times a week. If you want to see us live, I do have to say, for those of you out there, if you're going to be in the Philadelphia area, if you're a news correspondent in any way, and you're going to be at the DNC, Democratic National Convention, we are going on after Hillary does her whip and nay-nay speech on July 28th at 9 p.m. You can come to Everybody Hits in Philadelphia. It's the batting cages, unlimited batting cages, until we go on live with the Chapo Trap House podcast in the top 100, news and politics on iTunes, burning up the charts, teaming up with the number one anarcho comedy radio show on any station across the nation, Street Fight. It's a beautiful thing, and it's going to be a game changer. This is going to be a new part of history in pop culture, in comedy, happens on July 28th. So please stay tuned to everything that we do and stick around, because there's more coming. We're coming this hard at the very beginning, but this has a long game to it. It keeps going on and on. Thank you so much for being here.
Welcome, Brett. I'm kind of shook up right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's funny that I started like this, too. I'm shook up. I was driving home from work today after a very hard day at work, and there was a new billboard along the freeway that I come down. And, like, I pay attention to the billboards because it seems like just weird things advertise on billboards.
I read every single one that I go by. It's important to know what kind of information is being thrown in the air.
That's true. I guess you read them and, like, it just tells you something about what's going on, I guess. It's a news source in itself. Who is advertising on billboards? So, like, there's a company called Quake Energy. They're called... Yeah, I don't like it either. That sounds like a supervillain, like, kind of weapon, actually.
This sounds like a Captain Planet villain. Like that, we're running Quake Energy. We harness earthquakes and make it into crude oil. That guy.
Yeah. I you know, and the thing about Quake, I think, like, we got to explain why. Okay. Like, Quake Energy, I don't know necessarily what you... Actually, I do know what you do. I have your website up right now. You sell... What? How? I explained it to you, Brett, before we came on to the show. Like, when you sell natural gas rights, basically, they just change your bill in some way.
Yeah, it's when you have that person that comes to your door with a pamphlet and says, "Hey, I can save you like $1.60 a month on gas. Why wouldn't you sign up? Are you an idiot? I mean, you can get like an extra iTunes song a month. I mean, just fill it out."
Yeah.
That type of guy. Yeah. Or gal. Yeah. But it is, at the same time, very dystopian in a way. I'm not comfortable with the name Quake Energy providing me with natural gas. Because the quake, I assume, is the earthquakes that have resulted from the natural gas. Like, am I leaping too much to say that we cause the earthquakes, but we get results?
We're on record from 2012, Brett. Being like, there's an awful lot of earthquakes in Ohio these days.
We called it. The onset of fracking and that whole phenomenon, before Gasland, Brian and I were talking about the earth is trembling in a way it never did before. You know, fracking is an option.
I didn't even know what fracking was, and I was really against it because I heard it caused earthquakes. When I found out what it was, I was disgusted by it.
I sat in an office building downtown and the ground shook. I felt an earthquake in the middle of Ohio and it was unreal. It wasn't anything. Nothing shook off my desk, but I just for a moment got a taste of what it's like when the ground isn't solid anymore. And that was a first time experience for me ever. And then I found out later it was because they were drilling underneath the earth and shooting dynamite under there and then packing it full of water. Or whatever, or silly foam, or whatever they use.
The shitty thing about that is, like, when you said it at first, like, they're drilling down there and throwing dynamite in the hole, it's like, I like that. Like, that sounds sweet.
That's fun.
But it causes earthquakes.
Yeah, you can't break up the earth. You can't blow up the earth from underneath to get oil. It's a horrible idea. And quake energy... I mean, this is almost Soylent in a way, where it's like, we're just going to now, we make earthquakes. That's what we do. And we're quake energy. We take an earthquake, we put it in a headlock. We say, you give us all your energy, and we give it to you so you can drive your electric car. Comes right to your house. You can plug in your Prius. We're quake energy.
Their mascot is just an earthquake. One of the earthquakes that is caused by the business that they're in.
It's like the strong arm emoji, but gray and like more craggy. It's just like a flexing arm called the quake energy. I mean, this is worrying me because I don't want, I feel like I've failed. And now that these people feel so encouraged to just call themselves the earthquake energy. I mean, hell, we have to go dig down deep, blow it all up underneath the whole ground underneath us all. But damn it, we got cheap energy. We'll save you $1.60 a month, which, like I said, that's one iTunes download. So if you're the type of man that can walk away from that, you must be independently wealthy anyways.
Yeah. I mean, they should change. I feel like they're spitting in our faces in a weird way.
Yeah, it's all. I don't want to. I wouldn't fuck. I don't fuck with that. I don't like it. It does feel rude.
They said we forgot. They think we forgot. About, like, they're like, oh, they don't care about this anymore. Look, we can even be as brazen as to name our business. Like, why don't they name it like flaming tap water energy?
Sure, fire water energy.
Yeah, poison groundwater energy. That would be a good name for them. That'd be good for their brand. It seems like there would be somebody in charge of a company that would be like, hey, let's not draw attention to the earthquakes.
I talked to some family of people that were injured by the earthquakes, and it doesn't seem like it's a good idea.
Yeah. That they're running a risk, though, with that billboard. What if there's an earthquake? Like, what if an earthquake does happen, like a fracking earthquake happens, and it's a big one, and people just get fired up about fracking, and then they see that sign in the middle of town when they're driving... They're driving home from work and they see quake energy and they're like, I want to spit in that man's face.
I think if people will get used to it, I mean, if they're saving $1.60 a month, I think I'm like, well, I mean, that's what you get, that cheap energy. Well, I can't do nothing about it. I just got to buy energy from quake energy. We do the earthquakes.
Yeah, you know us. We do the earthquakes. We also bring you all this, we bring you heat. From your furnace,
yeah.
But we also do earthquakes, you know.
Quake, your stove, quake energy. We bring you the heat, but also the earthquakes.
What if they're doing it like? It almost feels like we're being old people. Like, what if they're like thrill seekers? They're like, if it wasn't for us, we wouldn't have these earthquakes.
You guys would just be standing on solid ground. You wouldn't know what it's like to be shaken up, man. That's the jungle. That's the wild. That's human nature. You know, you need to understand this thing isn't here forever. The ground will shake, and we can do that for you and get a hell of a lot of gas out of it for a cheap price.
Get a hell of a lot of gas out of it.
It's gasoline. It's earthquake gasoline. You know, conflict diamond, earthquake gasoline. I mean, it's just all labels, but you know what you want, and you want energy. We got it, and earthquake gasoline.
I feel like they're test marketing this on. This is another one of those things where Columbus is used as a test market, you know.
We'll
get like the Dorito tacos, and they roll out their most like blatant environmental attacks on us.
And I feel like you could have somebody go on a podcast and be like, "Well, an earthquake provides 1 bajillion kilojoules." of energy, so to crack open an earthquake and suck the energy out of it is a more efficient and green initiative in this economy. That you'd have someone on NPR doing something like that.
The ground is going to settle somewhere, folks.
Right. Let's shake her up. Shake it the hell up.
There is a bottom at some point. We'll break up these rocks and they will fall all the time. Don't... They're going to keep falling. But there's always more earth, you know, half of this thing.
We don't go too damn deep. It's a pinprick.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're quake
man.
Energy. That's really awful, them. Man. I think you could honestly take a photo of that and I would consider it some sort of like pop surrealism art at a point. I couldn't imagine that you could have people advertising earthquake energy in the middle of like the big cities downtown, like where all the tall buildings are at, like the ones that will topple over if there's earthquakes.
That's true. That is another thing I didn't like really think about. You're driving. You see it from a bridge too. You're driving on a bridge.
One of those. Yeah. You see like, the thing. Unmaintained bridges that we've read so many think pieces about, and you're sitting there reading about earthquake energy like, man, who knows? They'll shake things up.
It's like showing showing plane crash footage on an airplane on a flight or something, you know? It's like really it's next level. I don't know, man. I think this is the future now. This is the new normal.
It's the
you
world.
Know, these businesses are just going to be able to, you know, like the bleach cut. Somebody will open up like a bleach company called Contaminated Water Bleach Company. Right.
Pure chlorine bleach. We label our shit GMO. GMO strawberries. They're half the price. Like we're open about what we're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, yes, I saw a thing of.
It's ultra unreal, man.
It is. It is. I saw a thing today about GMOs, okay? Like, I was on my chemtrail pages earlier today.
And reading this about guy the
posted, yeah, just checking out the weather. Well, you know, I'll do the weather later. But this guy posted, like, a thing on the chemtrail page of just a picture of a beautiful, like, community garden. And it's just, like, this really positive score. The guy comes into a part of the internet that is usually under a complete panic all 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he tries to bring them a little ray of sunshine and be like, look, some people are growing their own food, you know, which is, like, that is a huge thing for those people. You know what I mean? For the chemtrail people.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah, so like he posts this thing, and the same guy comments three times on it about how they're probably GMO crops, and it's all Monsanto.
These are just plants. This is all crisis actors. This is all crisis farmers. They go into their communities. They're like, hey, we're going to change things. We're going to have gardens on the rooftops of all the businesses. Government agents, man, they're bagging and tagging every single person involved. They're looking for leftist tendencies, man.
I want to be embedded in that world, man.
You don't
really
have it.
Do.
You don't have the stomach for it, man. You are, I feel like maybe online you do it, but in real life, I think you'd be like, oh, this is too much, and walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I keep driving by the Scientology place and thinking about walking in there.
You need money, like, though. You need money for that, though. They don't tango unless you got a good credit card.
Oh, really?
You got to pay to get to the next level, man. You got to pay for your courses.
Oh, yeah, I know. I read that whole Scientology article. You're right. You do need to have cash. It's like it's a membership service.
Yeah. It's like a club that you pay. Yeah. Yeah. It's a club that you join that you pay to do the study material. It's like Civil Air Patrol or something, but it's a religion.
Yeah. But the building looks cool. They put a TV outside now. They got like a TV up against the wall. So, like, when you drive by, you can see it's, like, blasting, like, these images at you, like, psychiatry is murder and stuff like that. And you're like, I'm going to go check this place out.
Oh, that seems cool. Yeah, that sounds like a Clockwork Orange type bar and restaurant theme.
Yeah,
there.
And they said you can hold your hands. There's that thing where you get to hold your hands on. I'd love to do the test, the EU meter.
Yeah,
know,
I want to get
EV.
My thetans, test my thetans. I want to know how many are flying out of me. How much intergalactic poison is just like blocking up all of my thought canals.
There's honestly no harm in trying that, you know.
No,
you don't
give
have
it all
to
a
take
shot.
Action.
See what sticks, man. See what sticks.
You don't have to take action. You know what I mean? You can say like, oh yeah, I'm full of thetans. It's terrible, yeah, but like,
I mean, you got to go to bed at night after knowing, but you sign up to get the information about what your thetan count is like, and then you fucking swallow that and go back to your day to day. But, you know, I mean, you don't let it fuck you up.
I'll tell you what I'd do if I got a high thetan count. I'd get on disability right away.
Good idea. Good idea. I mean,
I would get tested.
It counts. I don't think they check enough, man. It seems, based upon the conservative memes I've been on, you can get on disability for thetan count.
Yeah. I can't go to my job. Or, like, some kind of unemployment. I don't need to be on like, disability or anything. Just, like, some kind of unemployment. Getting paid to
disability,
not work.
I mean, thetans weigh you down, man. You have a lot of bad thetans. It means you lash out at your boss, you know? That's not fair. I mean, to put bosses around someone like you that's suffering from a high amount of thetans. I don't think that's the safe thing to do. I don't think that's in anyone's best interest at all. Someone like you needs to get paid for your condition. You know, someone like you can't be in the work environment if you're going to be too tenacious.
I'll shut the hell up. As soon as you put me on some kind of a living... disability is not a living wage, by the way. That's the thing. That's the problem with it. If you just toss me that and then let me make a little bit of money on the side...
Yeah, I actually knew somebody close to me when I was young got busted for selling at the flea market. Had a stand at the flea market selling some bears that she made, and she got scooped by the newspaper.
Oh no, the newspaper got her?
Yeah. Well, the newspaper interviewed her about her bears that she makes. I'm sorry, the newspaper didn't get her. The newspaper interviewed her, and then somebody saw it, and somebody that related to her benefits saw it and was like, well, you can't be making money doing that.
Oh no, that's terrible. I can't believe somebody snitched, though. You know
what
I
mean? Yeah, that's bogus, like man. I mean, that's so dumb.
Yeah, those guys that get caught like riding a jet ski when they're on workman's comp, I always hated the news for going and finding those people.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
stop player hating.
Yeah.
Do it yourself, man. If you think it's so great, why don't you set it up yourself, man? Do it. You have to earn your keep around here, and these fools figuring it out.
I mean, well,
keep your mouth shut.
Here's the thing. I'm joking about the thetan thing, but pretty much everybody on disability is legitimately injured. They
it's thetans,
got there.
And it's lots of thetans too.
There's probably thetans too. But I mean, they probably got there from getting actually injured, you know? But like, I know when I hurt my wrist and like people just kept paying me for about a year and a half, I was just like, oh, I like this. This isn't the worst thing in the world, you know?
Well, and but that's the thing about it too, is that we have people that live in poverty doing these like really doing these jobs and getting by on them. It creates these horrible circumstances. Of course, thetans are building up in everybody.
Yeah. Wrecks your body, too, man. Wrecks
it's
your body.
It's a thetan-rich environment.
I'm going to go in there, dude. Next time you're in town, me and you will go get tested at the Scientology clinic.
Yeah,
just to
I bet.
See. Just see where we're at.
I think I got less than you.
I hope I got less than you, though. That would be that'd be
if
a
you
real
I would
for
be
me.
Embarrassed, dude. I would be so embarrassed about my thetans if you got me on that.
I mean, I basically, thetans make you grouchy, right? Like, that's what a thetan is?
Yeah, it makes
it's
you
all
grumbly.
All the things that make you a grump.
Yeah,
all
make
the things
you
that
ill-tempered
make you a grump.
And, like, have, yeah, a short fuse.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more of a grump than you, but like if we found out scientifically that I'm not, that would make me feel great inside.
Actually,
it might even change me for like legitimately and turn me into less of a grump.
You'd have to take over the show, I think. I think you'd jockey ahead as like host of the show. It would be like, Brett is actually under the control of an advanced level of thetan civilization that has created a way of thinking that convinces himself he's a godhead, and he is just hindered by it completely.
How much is it? How much does it cost to get to like the first level of Scientology?
They got the thetan shit's free, right? Or do they maybe make it $10 to get on a ride? Do they shock you at the end?
Oh God, I hope so. That would be great. That's what I would do. If I was ever like the Scientology people, I would make that at the end. It shocks you just to fuck with everybody.
See, that'd
probably
get react.
Me to join. That would get me that would get me to join. I'm like, dang, you tricked me. Maybe grab onto that thing and you didn't tell me it was going to shock me, and it did.
Yeah, you don't want to invite people in your religion that get too worked up by a surprise shock. You need like people that are ready to deal with next level intergalactic travel and shit. Like, this isn't
That's
people
true.
that are caught up in like worldly affairs of electricity.
Yeah. But yeah, I never even looked. I've read the same thing everybody's read about
Going
and
clear?
I've seen all Yeah, and I've seen all the South Parks. So
oh, okay.
About Scientology.
They were very informative.
Yeah, that's where I got a lot of my information on Scientology was on the South Park that I watched.
Well, I mean, we should give it a shot. I don't want to shut it down. I rely heavily on anecdotal evidence to do this show, and so I don't have any in regards to. I know one fella that I know, a real hip guy that did mushrooms and everything back in like 8th, 9th grade. Blew up a car at one point to get back at somebody. Like real wild ass dude ended up finding his way through Scientology. It was weird because I saw him later at ComFest. He was at the booth and he was there, and it was just like not the same guy in a way.
Yeah, he found his thing.
He got rid of his thetans. He got rid of those thetans that made him do all that wild shit.
Yeah. Well, he just loved. So he was at the booth and he was just a different person. He was a Scientologist. Now he's like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's more awake.
Yeah, he's more woke. So we did mention earlier that I have to report on the weather again this week. It's something I'm paying attention to. It's something.
Yeah, what's going on in the world? This is all an ecosystem, a one biology interconnected with each other. It's the weather. It's ancient civilization. It's history. It's genetics. It's science, and it's atoms. It's everything. It's the weather.
Yeah.
It's the soup. It's the tumultuous soup that we all dance through.
Science. All science is basically just the weather.
Right. How does this affect the weather? Does this do anything about whether I can live or not?
Yeah. I mean, that really is all I really need to know. We talk about this all the time, is the local news is just... That's all, the only reason people really watch the local news is for the weather. The rest of the murder stories is for brainwashing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's just for white supremacy programming.
Yeah. So this doctor claims, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, 48. Now he's got a former medical research. These guys are always former medical researchers.
Yeah, gotten a little too close to the truth. That's all I did.
Here's the thing. He's a former. I'm a former social researcher. Like I did
okay.
Sociology Ooh, research.
Pleased to meet you, sir. I am pirouetting and bending in front of you.
Yeah, I mean he is a doctor, but oftentimes when you run into doctors in these circles, they're doctors from weird places.
Yeah.
Like doctor of natural medicine or something like that.
Yeah, or doctor of willing to drive to every sci-fi convention and eat Wendy's, like I said before.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm willing to do that, really. I'll find a local food place. I'll pay a couple extra bucks. I'll get on my ride. I'm more entertaining than Dr. Leonard Horowitz, that's for sure. But he's no stranger to controversial topics, which is probably why he's a former medical researcher. His views on vaccines and AIDS have caused him to be shunned by the mainstream medical community. Dr. Yeah. Horowitz.
Yeah, I mean, and what does he have to say?
He believes that chemtrails are causing the flu since about the 90s. They are, so... Basically, what his belief is, they're responsible for a chemical intoxication of the public, which then causes a general immune suppression, low grade to high grade, depending on exposure. And the reason that he thinks that they do this is because it sells medicines. It sells like Sudafed and it sells like Benadryl.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they give you the poison, then you have to buy the antidote.
Yes. And it's just so, like, the government, this is a possible another reason why the government is poisoning us with chemtrails, Brett.
I can see that. Us, I mean, yeah. Well, let's we have to get a scale going of some sort. I can see, well, like, this is really dastardly. The problem with them, I don't like the super dastardly ones where they're literally, like, people behind the scenes are all keeping a secret to poison everybody.
Do you prefer that, like, the people behind the scenes are making people just kind of sick, or do you prefer the mind control? Which one makes you feel the nightmare chemtrails?
Yeah, that versus nightmare
last week. Yeah, which one do you think is more sinister? I think the nightmares are honestly more sinister. I'm used to feeling like shit though.
Yeah, I think the nightmares for me, in a way, the nightmares are something that you can still, like, address and, like, power through and learn something from the nightmares that are caused by chemtrails. But when it comes to, like, basically turning everybody into patients year-round, I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. There seems like there'd be too much paperwork, or that I'd end up smoking a cigarette with somebody that had, you know, done some of the dirty work to make this thing happen, because there's no way that these billion-dollar people are going to fly in a plane themselves to spray the chemtrails.
Yeah, it's kind of, you're right about that too. They're spraying themselves. That's something us in the chemtrail community don't really think about as much. But I mean, they wear those suits when they spray the food and stuff like that. You know, maybe on that day they wear the suits. They stay home in their sealed room because they're rich.
The suits are have a polyester blend that is a micro screen that filters out any latent chemicals that they spray from the sky to control the rest of us.
Yeah. It's interesting though, man, because, like, it seems you could do this with almost any industry. So, like, if you want, you don't need to prop up the pharmaceutical industry. You could just do it with, like, the food industry. You could spray something that makes people hungry. And that's, like, better than making people sick. But like I said,
yeah,
you know, if this is just from the 90s, you know, have you noticed an uptick in sickness in your life?
No, I lived in a completely deplorable house when I was a kid that had mold in the basement. So I was super sick at an early age. I mean, I'm pretty good when I did develop. Well, you know, now that I think about it, I developed allergies at a late age. Like at 24, all of a sudden during the spring, I got super fucking sick for like 3 weeks. And that was only when I started learning about chemtrails.
So he says people have been hacking and coughing with this bizarre illness that does not seem to follow any logical viral or bacterial onset and transition period. If it really was a bacterial or viral infection, it would have caused a fever, but it didn't. It lasts for weeks, if not months. Sinus congestion, sinus drainage, cough, fatigue, general malaise. Yep. People have been feeling off.
Yep.
Is it?
Yep. He's right. People sick for no reason. Well, there's listeners to the show that were just sick out of nowhere last month in May.
Yeah.
What kind of a month? You don't get sick for a whole month in May. But they did. Two of them got taken right the fuck down. It's happening, man. Out of nowhere, people just get snatched up by them chemtrails. Oh, I mean, allegedly. Yes.
Yeah. We're but fair. I think that was we're a balanced child. On this. We're balanced on this chemtrail issue. Well, that's the thing. It seems like it seems like it could be kind of an infection that everybody just keeps catching. You know
yeah,
what I
and
mean?
Babies like my daughter just catch every new chemtrail that comes around. They ain't been through the cycle like us. They don't have the immunity. She's new, man. Every single one snatches her and takes her down.
She's like a raw nerve for chemtrails.
Yeah, she's just exposed. She's a sponge for chemtrails.
So that's the first kind of weather report I have is that so maybe we're past the flu or maybe and we're past the nightmares
been,
and we're
has the
on
flu
the
been
flu.
Solved? Has the flu been solved and just to keep us buying medicine, they're chemtrailing us? Can I posit that theory?
That is the theory that this doctor's come
okay,
up with. Which
then
is,
I agree.
I mean, you're in the same class as a doctor.
I agree.
So
I have doctorish thoughts from time to time. I know I haven't trained to be one, but I have plenty of doctorish thoughts. Like barcades, I thought about those like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that is, that's a, only a doctor would think of that.
A doctor of making money?
A business doctor, a doctor in business.
A doctor of business. I have a PhD in business.
You are a doctor of business.
I'm a doctor of business. I would hope to be one.
Yeah.
One day. One day I will.
So another story about chemtrails a little bit is these square cloud formations are happening, right? And they think it's climate engineering. So this one is one we've also known about as cloud seeding. And that's where they have hurricanes in places to screw up people, to like move people out of, you know what I mean? To like, to gentrify New Orleans, they had Hurricane Katrina is basically what, there's a lot of people that believe that. Because really, you can make a conspiracy out of anything, you know? Weather is something that could also be manipulated by man. And there are dirty people in the background doing it, okay? That's what we're saying here.
Well, that's, yeah, that's when it comes to filling the clouds full of rain so that they burst like dams and create a hurricane.
You know what's funny about...
That's the type of thing the government may or may not have meddled in before.
You know what's funny about cloud seeding is they don't talk necessarily about the government... Our government, they don't, you don't ever hear them talk about our government doing cloud seeding, but they're just like all the time when the Olympics went on in China, they're like, government's been cloud seeding like crazy over here to knock the smog out of the air. They've been making it rain constantly. It's like, so basically one of those things where like, oh, in China, they do that. That's like something that they do in China. We don't seed the clouds. We don't actually control the weather here, but we know that you can, and we obviously probably do it.
They have the option, though. They just live that life.
They do. So that's pretty much, that's the weather report this week. There's a lot of news about chemtrails still in the news, and the Earth is still flat. I've been checking a lot of the flat Earth stuff too, but I also ran into another cool story, Brett, that I wanted to bring up.
I got
on
some
this show.
Perfect, because I got a 4th of July tale to tell you about.
You know, I'll start that. That's where it is, though. 4th of July.
Oh, really?
This is actually a kind of, it perfectly kind of matches the 4th of July tale. Because, man, I love hearing 4th of July tales, really. Oh, geez.
So what do you got?
Okay, so there was a poll. Hold on. I got to get the website up for, you know what, this notebook thing. Okay.
You want me to do it? You want me to go with mine?
Okay, here it is. There's a Gallup poll that said only, and this is good news for the Street Fight universe, I feel like do a drum roll in your head. In your head. Just do it in your head. Don't do it out loud for them. Just do it in your head. A new Gallup poll states that only 52% of people are extremely proud to be an American.
Wow, we've almost lost majority here, people. So glad you could join us.
We've lost a majority that are extremely proud. Like, I'm sure the number of extremely proud and proud is probably huge, though, you know?
Yeah, but still, man, we got 52% of people?
Yeah, that aren't extremely proud. I'm not extremely proud about it. It's not the most amazing thing. And it's still amazing to them, though. So we're incrementally moving down. I mean, this is huge, really, from where we started this show. We're still like in post 9/11 years where it's even hard to say anything bad about America, you know?
Yeah, that's good to know. I was actually very excited because here in the nation's capital on the 4th of July, it rained all fucking day on Independence Day. It was abysmal. We didn't even go out to go see the fireworks because it was so soaking wet all day long. I doubt any really shitty hamburgers got sold. No bad hot boiled hot dogs got sold.
It was a Monday. That was a That seems like something a conspiracy theorist should look into. Like, how depressing is that? That felt to me like you call this Independence Day, and it feels like you're rubbing in the fact that we're not independent. Like, we ought to be at work in the morning. That's all we can think about. This is the end of the damn weekend. This is when I feel the least independent.
Yeah, it was people that were ready to get fired up and were like, I have to stop drinking by 7 or this is going to be a problem tomorrow.
Yeah, or people that didn't drink or people that were just like, I'm just going to have a regular Sunday, man, or I'm just going to have a regular day. I'm not going to go out to see fireworks. I saw a picture of the Groveport fireworks. There was nobody there. I was like, oh, this is depressing. It's been raining. And like I said, Monday, terrible day. Now we all got to stay up late to go to work, you know?
Yeah, I didn't want to, no one wants to be out at 9:20. My wife really was like, they said they start at 9:20. Like, I don't want to, by the time we get home, I don't want to do that. I have to be up early tomorrow. I have to make up for my day off. Like, that's how it is with this. Is like, this is only a 4-day week and I have to get 5 days of work done. So I really need to be there tomorrow early, early, early.
Yeah. So 52% Americans taken right before the 4th of July, too. That's a key thing here. This
What's
Gallup
their designation
taken,
again? Say it. What is it again?
They're not extremely proud to be Americans.
Good.
That's good.
I think that's enough. That's more than enough to get this thing going.
Feels like a huge move. Like, you feel like we're now, I mean, I guess it's just one of those, we're in the right direction. We're moving in the right direction for this revolution thing.
I mean,
overthrowing
America. Yeah, I haven't done it enough this year, and I need to step my game up, but I need to start looking a lot of people in the face and say, you co-signed this Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton election? Like, this is what you stand up for? Is this what you're proud of? This is why you have you put America hashtags and have all this shit all over your walls and fly that flag to put this horseshit together?
Well, they know it's crappy. It's like when
That's what I mean. I want to see them pee their pants.
It's like when you drive a shitty car, but you give it a name, so it has like that value to you, you know?
It is the broken car that's going to crash. It's the fucking wacky car mobile that has no steering wheel that you're just shoving down a hill, and you call it either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's a crappy car that you just...
Hillary will get us in the right direction.
I mean, we're moving right in the left direction. This is incremental, you know.
Things are happening.
Hillary Clinton's like Ronald Reagan. It's like electing Ronald Reagan and being excited about it.
I'm really upset about it too. That these people that just sign on full force are looking at basically Ronald Reagan as their type of candidate. Fuck these labor people. Jeez Louise, I want to get paid too much.
Yeah, always mad at the wrong people, you know?
Yeah, but complaining that they have to pay for other people's health insurance, that's like the most democratic of fucking people that I ever know. And I have to pay for them to drink that big gulp?
Yeah.
I have to subsidize that with my health care?
You do. You do have to actually pay for them to drink that big gulp. Okay.
Yeah, that's because you have clean restrooms everywhere you go and cheap drywall to be hung.
That's true. You never have to see a dirty bathroom ever. You get to walk in and it's completely clean. You don't even see when they put the stuff on the shelves at the grocery store. You never even have to see that seam, you know?
Nope. You just get to float through it all.
So what was your 4th of July story? I want to hear this.
I'll tell you what, man, it's uncouth and a very bad idea to put someone that you know on blast out there, but if you don't have a radio show, you don't understand why I have to make this decision, but I saw the craziest fucking post on my Facebook, and it drove me nuts, so get ready, strap in for this, it's coming. This is a story about a guy and an interaction he had with some millennials. So here we go. One more thing before I jump off here. I am so sick of the blatant disrespect coming from the 20-something generation these days. My wife and I picked a spot in the park where we would not be in front of anybody, beside anybody, or behind anybody. For some reason, this group of punks sat down right in front of us, then proceeded to walk back and forth in front of my camera the entire time. I watched this group of people walk up, and it looked like they were going to set up beside us, but when they saw the camera, they set up right in front of us. Are you pissed yet?
Well, no, not at the kids quite yet. I think, first of all, one thing that got me with this thing is that he started by saying, like, I'm going to say one more thing before I get off here. Like, he's on the phone or something.
Hey, think about this for a second. How about you chew your cud? Get back to me on this one.
Like, it's a radio call-in show. Like, he's doing a call-in show. First time, yeah. Long time, you know. Just let you guys know, I've been watching a lot of your posts on Facebook, and I know I post a lot of pictures of mundane things like fireworks and shit. But, you know, hey.
Folks, we've had a good time all night. I just want to say to the group of people, and it looked like they walked up and they were going to set it beside us, but when they saw my camera, they sat right in front of us. And I even moved my camera 10 feet, so I was on the other side of their group.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's another thing about this problem. Here's another problem I have with this story, okay? I have a real problem with the fact that, like, you didn't find a... You feel like you found a place in the park that nobody else would want to sit, okay? I understand that. But if you have good sight lines to be able to film the fireworks and you're in the fucking park where the fireworks are going off, that's probably a prime spot to sit, actually.
Yeah, people will want to be there. And it comes down to a matter of evidence. And you thought no one would want to sit there. It turns out a lot of people want to sit there.
Yeah. Well, no shit. Yeah. First of all, yes, a lot of people end up wanting to sit where they can see the fireworks.
Yes.
They tend to enjoy
the best spot to look at them.
I like the noise. I'm a big fan of the noise, but I'm also, you know, I want to see them. It's not the same to, like, just hear them and not see them. I want the whole experience.
I'm not going to stand beside. I'm not going to put myself behind someone's camera to see fireworks.
Yeah, and the amount of space, he's not just asking for, like, the space, space.
I'm going to tell you what he's asking for. I even moved my camera 10 feet, so I was on the other side of their group. But then one of the guys just kept walking back and forth in front of my camera. About the third time he did, I said, "Come on, man," to which he replied, "My bad." 3 minutes later, during the finale, he stood right in front of my camera. Then he has the balls to turn around and say, "Oh, sorry," after the finale was over.
Man.
Disrespectful
as hell. This person's wrong. This person's wrong in every sense, like in every piece of this story.
It's crazy that someone would call someone entitled and then think that they can bring a photo shoot to the middle of a fireworks and have, like, rights to where you can stand.
Even, yeah, that's what I mean. The amount of fucking space that you're asking for. You want the physical space. You want clear sight lines. You have just come in here and you're like, "Listen, I know all you people are watching the fireworks just with your stupid eyes. You're just going to stare at it. Your eyes don't record this. They miss things, okay? It's an imperfect memory."
Your dummy brain. You and your dummy brain, you don't even have a hard copy of this. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. I know that you think we're all underlings, like idiots. Like, what if everybody brought their camera and went to a place that had a clear sight line fireworks?
We all clearly get required 20 feet shooting distance amongst us. I don't know who else brought their tape measurer, but I have one right here if we want to start plotting off places.
It sounds like an 85-year-old grandpa saying, "Will you sit still? Hey, you sit still." I've been told. I've just been told to sit still so many times. That's what it sounds like to me. He's like, this guy keeps repeatedly walking in front of my camera. What if he's peeing? What if he's going to the bathroom? Or like, he's like, oh, he keeps walking in front of my camera. He goes, he buys a pop, a giant Pepsi, and then he drinks it, and he goes to the bathroom, and then he goes and gets a funnel cake, and then he goes to the bathroom again. It's like, come on, man. See, but sit down.
This goes out in infinite ways, though. I mean, this is their gripe, is they're just mad that people are young, I think, in a way. Like, it just comes down to being mad at nothing. Like, what do you, they have nothing to say except for that, like, oh, what? Yeah, I'm so mad that you're around. And to call someone entitled when they only expect everyone to bow down to their way of belief, to think that Chuck Norris is the best martial arts actor that's ever existed.
They said that's, by the way, the guy that passed in front of the camera said, my bad.
Oh, someone was like, irate about that, too. Someone in the comments was like, my bad. I hate that. I was like, oh, I knew you would.
I know. That's a new thing in my life. This might be, I'm older than you. I'm older than every single listener to this radio show. And a lot of the people on my Facebook are real mad about slang now. So I'm now a part of the age group that gets mad about slang. Like, where teens say, they're like, do not say on fleek to me. Okay? Yeah.
I don't care if that's your bae. When you come to my house, you will unroll your t-shirt, young ma'am.
It's not lit, okay? And I don't want to see an emoji, okay? I hate it. They're just, that is where, that is, I'm that age now. I'm mad at slang age. Like, that's unbelievable that can still happen now when we can all see each other, you know?
It's just really unself-aware at this point because we all grew up on some other dumb form of slang.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I can't even remember things I said. I called fat. Things fat, though, I'm sure.
You still think called fat? Things
fat and rad. I probably tight. Said rad for a long time. Tight. Yeah. It's lit. It's just as cool. It's a fine thing to say, you know? But, yeah. So this person is just mad because of my bad, which we've also talked on this show about, like, people that are mad about no problem. Like, that is, like, the biggest sin that you can commit is instead of saying, you're welcome, sire, you say no problem.
Yeah, it's you know what? Are you saying that I am a problem? You got a problem with me, little punk? I've been alive 2 times longer than you, so I think I know something.
Honestly, you should be... I could ask you to ride in my car and go home and unload these groceries and put them all in the cabinet for me, and it shouldn't be a problem. I am the customer. Of course it's not a problem.
Yeah, they want to be like them to say, you're welcome to tread all over me.
And just because you're don't welcome. Like,
I will open any door for you forever, should you call ever again. Here's my cell number. You're welcome.
And language is just a real thing. So when he said my bad, he meant I'm sorry. You know that in his heart, he meant I'm sorry.
He was like, ah,
words
shit.
He didn't like.
Shit, ah, I just fucked up that guy's shot. My bad. Damn, that sucks. Yeah.
And then he said he was sorry after the show. So, like, all this person has done is apologize.
So far in the story. But also, he probably had some tight jeans on. I'm sure he probably maybe had a shirt unbuttoned or something. I don't know. Who knows? Well,
seems aggressive.
Here's what's even better. So, this is, like, to think that this is, the problem for me is that this is the conservative mindset. This is like the whole trans at the movie that Chapo did, that whole reading about that guy. Is that these people go in the middle of situations and treat it like it's the fucking Vietnam War, and that, like, they're being assaulted on all fronts by other people just being themselves.
Yeah, because so, this so far this story is like the person telling it is not a sympathetic character at all.
I don't think so. So he says, and this is what, like, makes me laugh. This is what makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This, like, Breaking Bad. Actually, it's like being told from the bad guy's side of the story.
Hey, Walt. I mean, it's just a camera. No, I'm the one that shoots the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Calm down about the camera. There are rules to these things that people have to follow.
Yeah, we're seeing this from the enemy's side. It's a weird way to hear this story, you know, for me.
Well, they got him even good. I mean, I feel like that, you know, to me, this is, you just got so taken advantage of by a bunch of kids at this point that they took up that much of your night. And then he closes with this. I overheard them say something about the camera guy, and that made me laugh so hard because then I got a little piece of the children's joy. Like, that's what I liked, is that I thought about being that young kid there and thinking about how you're just harassing the shit out of that guy. Just like to your buddies. Just all you have to say, look at his fucking shoes. Look at a fucking camera guy's shoes. And then the girls, you know, are like, oh my God, what are those shoes about? What is the camera guy's shoes about?
Yeah. In my world, they're probably just saying like, hey man, quit getting in front of the camera guy's camera.
I paint it with my bad brush. I represent like 5% of people. I would have already tipped his goddamn camera away and like did donuts in the parking lot.
God, if I was a teenager, we would have kicked his ass.
Yeah, I think
just for filming it.
Yeah, what is this, man? What are you? Are you some kind of creep, man? You're gonna jack off to these fireworks? Why do you need to tape it? Why are you so weird? Why are you being so weird, man?
He'd have had 20 more things to complain. They were cussing, and they stuck they said, beer in there, and they were smoking cigarettes, and they kept threatening me and my girlfriend.
So let me finish this up here. I overheard them say something about the camera guy a few times, and different people from the group kept looking back at us and laughing. If you're this kind of person that likes to do shit like this, do us all a favor and shoot yourself. This way we don't have to pay for your kid's prison sentence later in life. I'm sorry to be negative, but I'm so fed up with this shit. And that was made public on the Facebook. So,
oh my God.
That's just my reporting of what to do. I mean, worry, because, you know, if someone has a camera out there, the wrong white guy, you could get shot over it. Teens out there that are having fun. I mean, watch the fire. The fireworks are not even worth a piss. I mean, they're for kids, and they're amazing when you watch them for like the 30 minutes that you do, but that's the end of it. I mean, you don't need to go back and like review it at all. They're magical when you're seeing it, like, oh my God, there's sparkles in the sky. It's so loud. But nobody is watching the tape. Let me get back there. There was this one moment when I was just like, he went da 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 da, and then they went ba da ba da ba da, and then he went back to da 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 with the red, white, blue. I was just fucking blown away by this thing. Like, do they know the composers of these? No.
Yeah.
It's just some hill jack that'll do it for cheap.
It's funny. It doesn't sound like the people in front of this person were at all terrible.
They weren't terrible. They were victims of this entitlement culture, and everybody gets a damn trophy. They think that they can just be the star of my video, but the fireworks are the star of my video, and they took my video, made it their video by putting their dumb heads in it.
Yeah, that's such a perfect peek in the mind of like...
it is. It's why I love Facebook.
Yeah, it's the greatest reason. It's just so, like, I see a lot of people on Facebook post long rants where they're like the good person in the rant. They're like they're the top, like, oh, you're such a good guy. You know what I mean? And it makes them look like the worst person on the planet to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
They're oblivious.
That's fucking beautiful, man. That's one of my favorite things.
It shows you how the other half lives.
It does. It does show you how the other half lives. God, he was mad about everything. He's mad when he left the house. Man, maybe he should have stayed home. It was the 4th of July. I had to go to work tomorrow. He's grumping.
God damn it. These damn millennials. These 20-somethings out here. 20. Oh, man. Like everybody wasn't dumb as hell. Like, that isn't the best part about being 20-something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the other side of it, man. I don't know this person, but I know from my experience and being like one of the oldest you're plugged in. Like, people my age are about the last ones that go on Facebook and are almost like that are on there a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Once you get a little older than me, it's like, oh, I don't care about Facebook.
You know? Yeah, I don't have to.
Yeah. So like, and you just get to see like people that you, I mean, you did crime with. That turned conservative, that like turned pro cop, people that you stole car stereos with that are like that like come out pro police on every single chance they get, you know?
We should chop a thief's hands off.
Like, yeah. Really? Yeah.
What if you got caught?
Have hands?
Yeah, you could have lost your hands.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that went to juvenile detention, you know? And that, like, are just like, you know, the police are just trying to get through a day at work, okay? That's all they're trying to do. It's like a war zone out there.
Yeah, calm it. Cool it down. Wherever you, whatever from, whatever county or whatever township you're from is not having an epidemic.
So, you also had a, We talked earlier in the day actually about this, a story about a work story, and we did kind of a work show last week. So like before we finish this week's edition of Street Fight, I'd love to dig into a work story.
Yeah, we're doing two. This is two readings. This one was crazy. I don't know. You said you think it was fake, which I mean, you kind of convinced me, but. I'm still up in the air about it.
Let me explain something about this story. This story is fake. Okay. The writer of the advice blog wrote the question in. I can almost guarantee. It has a lot of details in it that are a little weird, you know, that if it was written, this is almost a theme with the other Facebook, with the Facebook post that you just read, you know?
I don't know, man. This one to me seems like just a really uptight person.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
maybe she made it up. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I manage a team, and part of their job is to provide customer support over the phone. Due to a new product launch, we are expected to provide service outside of our normal hours for a time. This includes some of my team coming in on a day our office is normally closed. And based on lowest seniority because no one volunteered. One employee asked to come in 2 hours after the start time due to her college graduation ceremony being that same day. She was taking night classes part-time in order to earn her degree. I was unable to grant her request because she was the employee with the lowest seniority and we need coverage for that day. I said that if she could find someone to replace her for those 2 hours, she could start later. She asked her coworkers, but no one was willing to come in on their day off. After she asked around, some people who were not scheduled for the overtime did switch shifts with other people, but not her, and volunteered to take on overtime from others who were scheduled. But these people are friends outside of work, and as long as there is coverage, I don't interfere if people want to give or take overtime of their own accord. I told the team member that she could not start 2 hours late and that she would have to skip the ceremony. An hour later, she handed me her work ID and a list of all the times she had worked late / come in early / worked overtime for each and every one of her coworkers. Then she quit on the spot. I'm a bit upset by this because she was my best employee by far. Her work was excellent. She never missed a day of work in the 6 years she worked here, and she was my go-to person for weekends and holidays. This does seem made up now that you have me reading it.
Yeah, well, I want to say something about this, and like the reason I wanted you to read it is because quit on the spot is a tool that's just not used enough. You know, I quit on the spot. I quit a job I had 7 years on the spot.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that she said she waited an hour. Like, that's what makes me think, because sometimes you do get your guts up. Like, I've been wronged at work and then been just like, I'm leaving right now. I'm just going to fucking leave. Like, I'm just going to walk out and I don't want to be here and deal with it.
Yeah. I've gotten home on lunch. I've gone out to lunch and just been like, nah, this ain't working out for me. I'm going home.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like maybe it was real, but there is a lot of detail in it.
Well, there's also a caveat in the little story about switching hours and stuff where this made up person is like, you know, even some other people switched hours, and then there's this little caveat that, like, really shows that it's, like, just a detail that is unnecessary.
I did intervene and switch one person's end time because they had concert tickets that they had already paid for, but this was a special circumstance because there was cost involved.
I mean, this person that's writing this letter is a heel. Like an an oblivious heel, it's like you could have a wrestler read this in a ring and they'd be like, the crowd be booing them by the end.
Throwing ice. I would throw my ice at them.
But it does get people talking, though. I know this came up on my Facebook, too, and there's a ton of comments on it, and people just want to talk about it, you know? And it's like, I just hope that people who see this and are like, I applaud her for quitting on the spot. I hope they know that they can quit on the spot someday, too.
Yeah,
and sometimes just the shakeup that you need. And, like, some jobs, man, they're just not worth it. It's just... If it's pissing you off, if it's taking you down a bad road, just quit. Just quit on the spot.
Yeah, and for me, even someone that thinks that there's, you know, in this life, you got to do things you don't want to get by, especially if you're, you know, people are relying on you and everything. But there is also things you never put up with. And some of the treatment I've had at some jobs is like, not going to do it. The pay. Some of the pay is like, not going to do it. For that pay, hell no. No way.
Yeah.
I'm not. Bye.
Well, here's the thing, and the reason I bring this up is because once you do it once, it becomes a lot easier to do. I mean, the first damn job I got out of college, I quit by throwing salad dressing at the owner of the restaurant, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you get results in this job market. There can't be anybody was taking the other side, right? Was taking the boss's side.
Nobody listens to this show. I'll tell you what, if you're listening to this show and you're taking the boss's side, please go to our Patreon and send us money, but also never listen again. You're not welcome here.
No, okay? I was asking on the comments that you saw, because I have to believe that someone's like, these damn kids think that they can do whatever they want. They think they can live their lives and that jobs don't matter anymore. They say, when I clock out, I leave my job behind me. What's that shit? I work all day and all night to get away from my life.
Probably some Democrats. In there. There's probably, there's like a Hillary Clinton voter would be like, well, technically they needed her. She's at the bottom of the seniority list. They work in a call center, right? Inbound customer service, telephone calls. And this person's been working there for 6 years and they're lowest on the seniority list.
That's as soon as I read that fact, I was like, there's no way. There's no way in hell. That there's somebody that is just got hired yesterday every day.
I worked at a call center for 2 years, and that's like a veteran. That's like doing a tour in three tours in Vietnam in that industry, working at the same place.
There would just be like 30 new chumps once a month. They're like, oh, so you're January class? Yeah, it's kind of fucking sucks what they do down here. But if you're up there and this and that. But yeah, it's just like, who's going to survive? Who the hell knows? But no one's going to be here for 6 years, though. Not at this point. Not with the benefits they've been cutting.
No, they've been cutting. Like, they never had them in a lot of call centers.
Yeah, that's but... Yeah, you're right. That's a fake story.
But
I don't like it. I like this, though. This is propaganda that works in my direction. I'll go ahead and be petty about it and say I don't mind. I'll say, I mean, your shit sucks. Your USA propaganda, EU propaganda, fuck off. But, you know, this is fine. This is fine propaganda for me.
Oh, shit. I think I found one. I think I found one, Brett. Something isn't making sense. I don't believe Alice is... Oh, no. Okay, yeah, there's a guy calling it out for being fake.
Okay, we got to the bottom of this. So that's the kind of in-depth reporting you get each week on Street Fight Radio.
Yeah, hey, you know what, man? We're just here to tell you to quit on the spot, you know, and then
figure it out later.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying that once you do it one time, then it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. And like when you see the look in a person's face when they've been fucking you over and you quit on them, it feels so good. When you tell somebody like, oh, this place that you've dedicated your life to is trash and I'm never going to be here again. And then, you know, walk out is a beautiful feeling. Then they got to send you a check.
Yeah, what it's like having a tool belt and then adding a ripcord to it that just at any moment you know. Like, you don't have to use it all the time. It's not something you want to abuse. I mean, get your money how you can and make your moves correctly. But at any point, you can pull that ripcord and just get sucked out the door. Like, be gone. Just on a gust of wind. Like, they'll never see you again.
And if it became a more regular thing, then I think management techniques would definitely change. You know, like if people, if people were just being like, fuck you, and walking out of work, like on a regular basis, like even every 6 months, if somebody like flips out and just is like, fuck this place in front of everybody, that changes the whole mindset out there. That's like a revolutionary act.
Yeah, we need at least 1/3 of our listeners to just close your eyes and step forward and just quit your job into a new life that you want.
If you can get fired, that's actually the best option.
Yeah, getting fired is way better.
I tried that. Like, I don't know if I've ever talked about the end of my cable guy time, but I tried to get fired for performance too. I was just like, I'll just get fired for performance. They can't like deny me, you know what I mean? I just be like, he sucked. He's just a shitty cable guy, you know?
Yep. And then you get yourself some unemployment.
Yeah, but I had been in the company for too long for them to actually pull the trigger. Like, it was taking too long for them to pull the trigger on firing me, you know?
You had a lot of protections.
Kind of one of those. Yeah, it was just one of those, like, you know, you have relationships with everybody that works there. They're like, we're really pulling for you. And you're just sitting in there like, ah, stop pulling for me, man.
Hey, I'm dead weight now. Yeah. Don't look back. I'm going away forever.
Yeah, don't believe in me. Stop believing in me. Like, they made me quit, which was amazing. Like, which is really, hey, hats off to them. You know, it was either they fire me or I quit, and we were playing chicken.
They
I don't know
you.
What I did. Did I pull off the road?
Or did seems they... like it. Yeah, you
really?
Wouldn't you wouldn't put up with it longer. They sat you dead in the face, like, no, we'll keep this working relationship going, and you were like, nah, I gotta get up. I don't care if I don't get unemployment. I gotta leave.
Yeah. So. I guess I failed at that. I failed at getting fired. I tried to get fired at a job. That is one thing.
Kind of embarrassing.
I've never been fired, actually. I always quit. I always just I always just walk out.
Yeah, that's the greatest way to go. I hope to be employed again someday so that I can quit again.
God, I can't wait till you get to quit a job. I cannot wait for you to quit a job. You don't know. You don't remember the exhilaration of it.
I know.
Think. Like,
makes me want to get a little Craigslist part timer just to create a scene.
Yeah, that would be nice. Get past the probation period. You know, get like a nice little Craigslist part time job. Get past the probationary period. Wait till it starts to get sour, and then just cuss the boss out and walk out in front of everybody, and then you'll fucking. You had it in Texas, right? When you were in Dallas, you got to quit on a guy.
Oh yeah, the recycler guy. I got to call him an asshole and tell him that he was garbage.
Yeah. It feels so good. Like every part of it's almost like a massage, really. Like your whole body relaxes after you do it.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't get the reaction I wanted necessarily, but it was also, he was kind of just like, is that all? I was just like, yeah, you're a piece of shit and garbage and da 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 da. And then I just walked out.
My guy, when I threw salad dressing at the one boss, he was like, seriously, man?
Yeah.
he was fired up about it.
Yeah, the one I quit, though, like when I left, like I cussed that guy out, and then I walked out with like a couple $1,000 worth of electronics in my bag.
Well, that's
my golden parachute.
They're not going to give you, they're trained to not give you I don't know, I've never gone to manager school or whatever, but I'm sure they think it's some kind of a failure to give you the response that you want. Where it's like, really, the failure is that you didn't punch me in the face for calling you a garbage person. Like, I just stood in your building, in your office, and called you a trash person. And you said, is that all you got? Is that it? And it's like, man, I don't know how much more personal this can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to fucking date you for 10 years and then break up with you?
Yeah, I mean, they were looking for mean.
Yeah, that dude is just like either just really blasé, like oh hey, you know.
Yeah, I think he was glad to get rid of me. I was too smart. I was smartening up to the business. So
yeah,
I
you mean, fucked him up. You tried to renegotiate pay based on how much you were bringing into the company.
Yeah,
and that is fucking no, not in Texas, not with a guy from Texas, and like he's the guy that would buy you gigantic free pops too, wasn't he?
He always had a free pop at 4 o'clock. He would go to the Sonic Happy Hour and buy everybody like pops and bring them around. And they were, oh man, he's a great guy. You know, they think it was so great that he would go do that.
Yeah,
but I was like, man, I just made this guy $20,000 this month, and my checks are like $1,500.
Yeah, I love this. I love that you went to him like, hey, you know, you could afford to pay me a lot more. You know,
yeah. From what I'm seeing here, from what I'm when I'm doing the math, you tell me you pay absolutely nothing for this stuff, and I take it and make money for you. I should get more because I'm doing all the work. You accept the money. I'm even packing it up. Like, I was doing it from start to finish. I was running his fucking business. He was just the money holder.
And you have the brain. Yeah, you're even the brains of his business. You're like everything to his business. But they hire, like, they'll just hire another person that'll do that whole job, you know? They come in there and they're like, yeah, just put this stuff on eBay and sell it, and then I'll pay you $10 an hour. And it's like, fuck you, dude. You're going to pay me a commission.
Yeah, you better make it worth it.
I can do math, goddamn, you know?
Like, yeah. You shouldn't let me. I have access to the account. I can see the type of numbers.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. We just killed it tonight, you know?
Yeah, good show.
We gave everybody all the news they could ever need.
Yeah, we got a lot of reading in. Tomorrow we'll be fucking around more, so tune in for that. Stay tuned 2 times a week. 5 years strong. I actually think July 4th is about the holiday. Maybe it's like the very first week of July is when we got started on WCRS. So 5 years strong now, Anarcho Comedy Radio has been around. So for those of you just getting on, maybe you don't know. I don't know if these guys are going to stick around. Maybe they'll end up in Guantanamo. We have staying power, and we're going to keep doing this until we get our global horizontally organized association. That's what we're shooting for here. We're bashing all the hierarchies to create something that's better for all of us. And you know, the fucking rich people, they'll get used to regular life. Fuck them. We don't have to like them. They'll just get used to it like everybody else did. We take all their shit, spread it out more across the board. And if you want to see what we do live with Chapo Trap House, the incredibly popular news podcast that has been tearing up the iTunes chart, we will be there at the Democratic National Convention for 4 days. Brian and I are going to give you on-the-ground coverage. We're going to give you Periscopes. We're going to give you Vines. We're going to give you Instagrams. We're going to give you everything. We're going to give you coverage, bonus shows, extras like you wouldn't fucking believe. It's all happening. And if you want to find out more, go to streetfightradio.com/DNC. Once again, streetfightradio.com/DNC. There is a limited edition t-shirt on there. If you want to support what we do and you're not in Philadelphia, but you're looking for a cool-ass shirt to wear, I put the baseball crank. I got a trap house, and it's a fucking amazing shirt. The reviews have been coming in for it. People love it. We have a bunch of pre-orders already, but you have to order it by the 13th. So get on there, streetfightradio.com/DNC. You can buy a shirt or you can buy tickets to the show there in Philadelphia. We're doing unlimited batting cages starting at 9 p.m. You don't have to pay for them. It's 10 bucks to get in. Bring your own beer. You know, that's another, what, 6 bucks? 16 bucks. You can come out, drink a six-pack with us, play some fucking baseball, and watch a comedy show. We just got off the phone with Will earlier this evening, and what we have planned I think is going to be phenomenal. You're going to be really blown away by it. So get excited as we plow ahead in making this a horizontally organized empire, comedy empire that brings new and exciting voices and gets more people out there. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Street Fight WCRS. You can find us on Facebook.com/Street Fight WCRS. Instagram, the name is at Street Fight Radio. I put a lot of videos on there, photos, things like that. So be sure to get in. There's plenty of exclusive stuff going on over there. And lastly, financial support. So Patreon.com is the monthly subscription service. Patreon.com/Street Fight WCRS. You can subscribe to the show. I'm sending out books today. They're already taken care of. So for those of you that put your money down to support us, I sent some cool books and some bonus gifts out there. So look forward to those coming in the mail. And if you want to keep Street Fight going, Brian and I are absolutely broke, like hustlers that are just robbing Peter to pay Paul like everybody else. The entertainment we bring you two times a week is out of a need, but also of a love and a feeling of duty to bring you some real news. So support us by going to streetfightradio.com/support and giving us a donation or that monthly subscription or buying the t-shirt, man. Just fuck with us. Get in our realm because we're creating something new here that you're going to want to see. This is that new, that underground under the underground. It's the hottest shit out. It's Street Fight Radio and Chapo Trap House in DNC, at the DNC. We'll see you later this week, every single Sunday, every single Thursday. We are Street Fight. Peace.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come see me in the movie. But then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.